Doug, this is dictating on Donald Thelen. That is Thelen. T as in Thomas. Thelen. Thelen. Donald. Donald. Date of birth is 7/19/51. Please make a copy for Dr. Robert Switarski. That is S. This is in time. Switarski. Switarski, Robert. The next paragraph, chief complaint is I'm sorry. Can you please mention? Dear Donald, thank you for sending. I'm sorry. Can you please change that? Dear Robert, thank you for sending Donald Thelen, Thelen, for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 71-year-old male with a past history of COPD. Has been short of breath with activity and also has a history for obstructive sleep apnea and uses a CPAP setup at night. Period. The patient denies any cough or chest pain or significant leg swelling. And he denied any fevers or chills. He has been overweight for many years. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of obstructive sleep apnea and history for COPD with chronic bronchitis. He also has chronic ulcerative colitis and history for degenerative arthritis. He has had knee replacement surgery and has long-standing history of hypertension. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 27 years and then quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died at an elderly age and had MRSA infection. Mother died at age 97. Next paragraph, medication list included the Symbicort 160/4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Montelukast 10 milligrams HS. Sildenafil 100 milligrams as needed. Lisinopril 20 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 20 milligrams HS. Albuterol inhaled with 2 puffs PRN. Next paragraph, system review. The patient is overweight. He has no fatigue or fever. He has double vision and no cataracts. Nice vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency burning. Yes, no wheezing, but has shortness of breath. And denies abdominal pains or heartburn. No black stools or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain or palpitations. and no leg swelling, no depression or anxiety. He has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches or memory loss, no skin rash nor itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This obese elderly white male is alert in no acute distress. There was no pyloric cyanosis or lymphadenopathy, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138/80, pulse 65, respiration 16. Temperature 97.5, weight is 274, saturation 96, and room air. HENT norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal, sclera were clear, thoracic mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the bases with scattered wheezes over both lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is obese, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly or tenderness of bowel, sounds active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus, the nerve gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is chronic ulcerative colitis. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 5 is exogenous obesity. And next paragraph, plan based. Patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. You will need a polysomnographic study if it's not done in the last 5 years. Also advised to get me a copy of his recent labs. He will be placed on Advair Discus 250/50 micrograms, 1 puff twice a day. Continue with albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. And advised to lose weight. Copy of his sleep test was requested. And a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Robert Switarski, SWIETARSKIMD.